So I couldn't decide which story to tell because there's so many. I think the easiest one is this past summer I got married, which I'm really happy about. That's not a catastrophe. That was great. I'm very happy. That was perfect. The problem was in February I went to Ireland, which is where we got married, to introduce my mom to my in-laws, which was fine. But my mom lives in Iran, and she met me in London, and I thought, I lived in London for 4 years. I'll show you around. We'll have a great time. And, you know, my mom comes over, and that day I lift up her suitcase and slip a disc in my back. So the rest of the trip in London, I'm just walking around like this. My mom's like, I want to see things. I'm like, Mom, I can't walk. But my mom is eccentric, so she... So she doesn't really get that I'm, like, suffering. So I kind of want to show her a good time. She hasn't been to London in 40 years. So I'm making my effort to, like, show her all around London. And then we go to Ireland, where the wedding's happening, and to meet my in-laws. And we get to Dublin, and I'm like, Mom, we can't really see Dublin. Like, my back hurts too much. And she's like, oh, well, that's a disappointment. And I'm like, Mom, like... Yeah. So then we get to my in-laws' house, and I go see their family doctor, and he's like, "Oh, you're in bad shape. Like you are in really bad shape. You need an MRI. You probably need surgery." And my mom, and I don't want to tell my mom this because I don't want to ruin her trip. So we continue to wedding plan, and I'm an academic, so I end up actually giving a lecture. I'm a pain scientist, ironically, so I give a lecture. On pain to this audience of people, and I'm like, look, a good example is anyhow, and so that worked out really well. we finally pick a florist, we pick the cake, we did everything, but then I start losing muscle function in my leg, so my in-laws feel so bad for me, they drive us to the airport. I'm dragging my foot. I get on the plane. We have to connect in London, but on the way to London, they just make me stand at the door of the plane for an hour. So that's like pure agony. We get on the plane. We have to switch. As we're switching plane, my mom loses her passport and starts panicking because it's London and, you know, she's from Iran, so everyone's against us. She's terrified. Eventually, they find her passport, but then she decides she has a duty-free shop, and I'm like, Mom, let's just get on the... Anyhow, we get back to Toronto, and then we go to... my sister lives 700 meters from my house, so, like, really, really close. It's, like, a 10-minute walk. It took me an hour and a half to walk home because I was too stubborn to get into a cab because I had my suitcase and I couldn't lift it. We get home. The next day, I go to this big pain conference where I'm the, like, the... No, not the MC, but, like, the professor hosting. And I can barely stand. And one of my colleagues pulls me aside and says, go to the emergency room. I'm like, what? He's like, you need surgery. Go to the emergency room. And lo and behold, I had surgery the very next day. So I'm better. I can walk. But yeah, that was probably the scariest week in the past 2 years. There's more stories behind that, but I'm not going to tell them. But yeah, so thank you.